In older cities like Philadelphia, sewage and stormwater flow through the same underground pipes, and when it rains hard, it can overflow, sending raw sewage and pollution from parking lots, streets, and even playgrounds into waterways. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports on a plan to prevent runoff with rain gardens, thanks to new federal dollars.
It's recess at Alexander Adair Elementary, and some students are running down a small trail shaded by trees along a rain garden of native plants that attract insects and birds. Here, the rain garden soaks up stormwater runoff from the playground and the nearby street. It's just one Philadelphia school with a rain garden as part of a city water department initiative. Emma Melvin is the school district's green infrastructure program manager. She says green spaces do more than protect waterways.
Creating that separation from the road and the schoolyard to make unique play space for the students to clean the air that's coming into the schoolyard while the particulates created by the cars driving by.
Soon, the Nature Conservancy will use a $1 million U.S. Fish and Wildlife grant to convert asphalt into green space at more schools. Melvin says adding more tree canopy will also help reduce heat. Most of the new funding will go to Stephen Girard Elementary in South Philadelphia. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.